your fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again. Available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Looking to Jesus will rescue you, will save you, just looking to Him. See, let me say it this way. God is already, before you ever got into a situation, has made provision for you. There's always a way out. And that way has always been there. You just didn't see it. You just didn't look. See, that's when the enemy really tries to crowd you so that you don't look. You don't look toward Christ. You look toward trying to resolve some things yourself. You look for a way out. You know, the last thing sometimes you think about is faith. You're just trying to keep your head above water. But see, there's a way out. See, just looking to Jesus will rescue you. Do you understand that? Just looking. When you look, guess what? Game over. Some of y'all need to catch that. Because see, some of us don't think it's over with till the fire's out, you know, till everything settles down. No. The moment you look, game over. Let me show you. In the wilderness, the people were disobedient to Moses and to God. And so judgment that came with their disobedience was fire. Wilderness came among the people. And many people died from the poison of the serpents. And so when repentance came into the camp, God told Moses, and you can get this for me, Numbers chapter 21, verse 9. He told Moses to make a fiery serpent out of bronze, put it on a pole, and set it in the midst of the people. And Moses made a serpent, verse 9, of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Now notice something here. He told Moses to make this serpent of brass and lift it up. Now, when we look in the New Testament and we hear the words from Jesus say, if I be lifted up, this is what he's talking about. I will draw all men unto me. In other words, I will be the life giver to man. They'll be drawn to me. If I be lifted up, like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, if the Son of Man be lifted up, I will draw men. In other words, if they will look unto me, they'll have life. Come on. You got to catch this. It's a revelation. It's not something that you have to work out. You got to feel something. You know, you got to see something there, and then something got to happen. No, he said, look, anyone that's been bitten, if they just look on the serpent, they won't die from the poison. They'll be healed. They'll receive blessing. Tell somebody, look. Sometimes you have to look while you ain't feeling nothing. Come on, you got to look when everything else is telling you not to look. You got to sometimes lift up your eyes. Remember, God told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are and see. So much has to do with our sight. God says, if you just look. The woman was deceived because she was looking. She saw the fruit that it was good. That's where it started. God says, anyone that will look upon the serpent, they have to go through some religious ceremony, washings. And he said, just look. Tell somebody again, just look. Many have sight, but few see. Sometimes you don't understand how fast God works. God don't take a long time to deliver you. Like, you might be in chains, but you yet delivered. Check might not have come in the mail. They might have told you, but you already know I'm delivered. Because I done looked. My faith is in his faithfulness. I'm standing on a promise. Do you know all the earth is moved when someone stands on a promise? When someone looks, it'll manifest in the natural. He said, Jeremiah, I see your future. And I saw your future before you were a child. Do you know who you're talking to, Jeremiah? I already ordained you. Tell somebody it's already done. Just take a look. Many have sight, but few see. See, the root of who we are is in our system of belief. You can't look at things with fear. You can't look at things second guessing or wondering. You got to look at things in faith. And that moment you do that, the moment you look with the eyes of faith, it's done. Amen. All I have to sing is the fat lady now. Come on, it's over with. It's done. The moment you see it, it doesn't take a long time. But the moment you see it, you have to understand, in the spirit dimension, they don't move like we move. There was an angel that was standing in the presence of God, and a moment later it was standing bringing a message here on the earth. It was standing in the presence of God. So you know it had to be lightning fast. Do you know light travels at 1,000, I believe it's 865 or 62 miles per second, per second. This is as fast as we know. But on the other side of that line is the realm of the angels. The only way they manifest to us is if they move slower than that. Then they take on a form. Otherwise, they are on the other side moving faster than that. That's why we don't see them. As far as we can see is light, but if God let us see in that realm, we see them. And they're moving that quickly. How do you think they can come from the throne and be here in the earth? Be here and be on the other side. Be on the other side of the world in moments. But see, when you look in the spirit dimension, when you look, faith don't take a long time. It's not antiquated. That's why the devil's always trying to distract you, get you looking other places, getting you occupied with other thoughts, getting your mind all bogged down with other things, weighed down. You know, when you start praying sometimes and you're really going in, guess what? Stuff come to your mind. Something somebody said, something somebody did, something somebody didn't do, something somebody, you know, somebody. That's the devil trying to distract you because he knows stuff is happening. The moment you believe, it's happening. The moment you believe. That's why the Lord said, when you pray, believe. Don't wait till you see something. Don't wait till next week when you feel something or when you see something. But when you pray, believe that you receive what you have said and you will have what you have said. You will have it and eventually you will touch it. I got a whole lot of stuff I ain't touched yet. I said, there's a whole lot of stuff. I hadn't touched it yet, but I got it. Come on, it's mine. It's from the Lord. Amen. Looking Christward will save us. It will heal us. It will deliver us. Then there's what we call, or what I like to say, looking heavenward. When you look toward heaven, it will glorify you. In Acts chapter 7 and verse 55, Acts chapter 7, verse 55, Stephen, they were stoning him, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Testimony about him, when they stoned him, they saw his face and it looked like the face of an angel. He was looking heavenward. So much of our experience has to do with where we are looking. Where are you looking? What are you looking at? 2 Corinthians 3:18, we read that, how that as we with an open face behold the glory of the Lord are changed into the same glory from same image from glory to glory. We're changed. There's a glory as we look heavenward, as we look into the Word, as we look Christward. There's a glory. Give me Jonah chapter 2 Jonah chapter 2 and verse number 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. I'll say it one more time. They that observe, that word observe has to do with what you're looking at. They that observe lying vanities, what do? They forsake something. They forsake their mercy. The Bible tells us that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. So shall we ever dwell with the Lord. But goodness and mercy are to follow us. But if I'm observing lying vanities, if the devil has my attention, if he has me observing everything around me that's not going right, or that's out of the pathway, or that's not in accordance to God's promise to me, then I'm observing lying vanities. And in the process, I forsake God's mercy in that situation. The word observe simply means to attend to mark, to look or focus on, or to focus on narrowly, to regard, to wait for, or to watch. To attend to, mark, look narrowly, or focus on narrowly. Regard, wait for, or watch. You know, God deals with a person like this in a certain way. Let's get that next verse in Jonah. When we are caught in observing lying vanities, remember the story of Jonah. Jonah was told by God to go to Nineveh, but due to issues, internal struggles, prejudices, you know, things that Jonah had going on the inside, he decided, you know, to go to Tarshish. When you read that portion of scripture, the first thing he does, he goes down into a ship, all right? The spirit of decline. He chose to go another way that God told him to go the other way. He goes the opposite way. Right away, he starts going down. Of course, he gets on the ship. We know the story. They get out to sea, and Jonah is asleep in the bow or in the boat, and a storm is raging, and they're throwing things overboard. And the captain of the ship says, "Wake up, O thou that sleepest, and you know, and start to call upon your God." And Jonah finally fesses up the fact that the storm is raging because of his disobedience. They that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. Forsake their own mercy. See, there's a lot that God wants to do for a lot of people, but they forsake their mercy. We can let the devil trick us and trap us. Jonah fessed up. They did everything in their power not to throw him overboard. And being even pagans, they asked God to forgive them. And they threw Jonah over, and as soon as Jonah was thrown over, the storm stopped. God had prepared, of course, the whale, the fish, to swallow up Jonah. He wasn't through with Jonah. I don't know all what was going on in Jonah, but it had to be awful strong for Jonah to be willing to go overboard. Spirit of suicide, just go, this kill me. God said, no, I ain't through with you.
We are continuing in part 9 of the series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, One Size Fits All. Think of Abraham. There were things he did not consider. As saints of God, we must be in a position where some things are not considered. Abraham's faith allowed some things to pass by because he believed God's promise eventually Sarah would give birth to Isaac. The only thing that true faith allows you to consider is God's word. Abraham's faith was in the faithfulness of God. Faith in God takes the limitation off our lives.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.